I'll just read three or four more poems. This is a poem of mine that I feel closest to, and it is it's a very difficult poem to understand aloud, but I think if you bear with it, you can pick up statements or phrases within it which have meaning. It starts fairly abstractly, but again, it pretty much clarifies as it goes along. It's called Of Government, and the poem is drawing a comparison between the nature of government and the nature of marriage, the two being alike in certain ways, and in the end talking about, again, the sense of freeing oneself from these things. My wife shouldn't take that too seriously. Of Government. Of necessity, the women lie down like maps. The men are beautiful, divisible numbers. Tragic and insubstantial, he moves on her landscape. A particular sequence we will call believable. So now we are adult. Each of us is a little mother rediscovering seriousness. How around a table the arrangement of dolls frowned without breasts into their tea one day and refused to speak. In bed, we are as political as children. It reaches that far, the idea of government, controlled movement of traffic and arms. Then we are masses of emotion needing direction to be trusted. The marriage directive is adjust. The movement of men over women is friendly and for a moment light, and then stalls, and then slides away like a landmass into the sea. The directive of government is diplomacy. Like courtship, it fears and displays the erotic. Like marriage, it cultivates the bored. Boredom, the single indignity worth repetition. Some indifferences take care of us, but eventually each is an angry father. The artist's scorn for his audience, the hatred of the child for the parent who, by love, permits no escape. Failing at love, we find it was not important. Better to be honest than to be human, though both are contained in a pure, relentless anger. Hatred of opposites, of sex, of directives, hatred of ourselves, and boredom with that hate. So we move toward heaven, man and wife and nation, not hoping to find it, but by some violences done to ourselves, by marriage, by government, to reveal ourselves. Lacking belief, we are the dolls we once kept. One day they would not be arranged, but stared into our government, which was, we then believed, of love, were undeceived, and trusted, at last, the richness of the world.